You're listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast, where we focus on the Bible and invite you to test what is taught in light of what the Scriptures teach.
Welcome to Season 11, Episode 4 of the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Soaker. In this season, we're focusing on lessons from the book of Proverbs. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking about things which the Lord hates. Let's get started. The passage we're going to be looking at is Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. But before we read that, I want us to understand that as we look at the book of Proverbs and we look at the wisdom that comes from above, as we learn to accept this wisdom, the result is going to be a change in character. That we're not just listening to what God has said and just accepting it, just learning it as just purely a mental exercise or an academic activity. This is about our life being changed. So there are several character traits that we gain from a pursuit of wisdom. But in this passage we're going to be looking at, there's a contrast with the negative character traits of one who rejects divine wisdom. And so in this passage we're going to be looking at, there are seven abominations, seven things which the Lord hates that we're going to look at here in this episode. So Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 19. It says, there are six things which the Lord hates. Yes, seven which are an abomination to him. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that devises wicked plans, feet that run rapidly to evil, a false witness who utters lies, and one who spreads strife among brothers. So let us briefly go through each of those and see what the wise man is talking about what it is that the Lord hates. So the first one he mentions, haughty eyes are an abomination to the Lord. This is the one who acts with pride. This is one who looks at things with an attitude of arrogance about himself and above others. So the wise man is someone who's going to be humble because he recognized that haughty eyes are an abomination to the Lord. The wise man is clear in his writings, in the book of Proverbs, in connecting pride with sin. In chapter 21 and verse 4, haughty eyes and a proud heart, the lamp of the wicked is sin. Pride causes us to seek to elevate ourselves, while the scriptures teach that we need to be humble enough that any praise that we receive is not from ourselves, but from others. Proverbs 27 verse 2 says, let another praise you and not your own mouth, a stranger and not your own lips. So pride causes one to elevate self. Pride also blinds one to his own sins. Chapter 20 and verse 9 says, who can say, I have cleansed my heart, I am pure from sin? We know, Romans 3:23, all men have sinned, and therefore all are in need of repentance. And those who deny this in their arrogance are said by John in 1 John 1:8 to be deceiving themselves. So if we understand the Lord hates those who have haughty eyes, we need to be humble if we are going to follow the ways of wisdom. The second thing, a lying tongue is an abomination to the Lord. Therefore, if we know that the Lord hates this, the wise man is going to be honest. In chapter 12 and verse 22, Solomon said, lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, but those who deal faithfully are his delight. So as lying is an abomination to the Lord, the righteous man is also going to hate falsehood, as chapter 13 and verse 5 says. One who follows after God's wisdom will not be like many in the world who are truthful when it's convenient, but are more than willing to compromise their integrity in order to enrich themselves or to advance themselves. The wise man said in chapter 19 and verse 22, it is better to be a poor man than a liar. Why? Because a lying tongue is an abomination to the Lord. It's one of the things that the Lord hates. Then number three, hands that shed innocent blood are an abomination to the Lord. So the wise man, if he's pursuing wisdom, understanding what the Lord hates, the wise man is going to be merciful. Solomon said in chapter 19 and verse 11, a man's discretion makes him slow to anger, and it is his glory to overlook a transgression. Now, that verse, chapter 19 and verse 11, overlooking a transgression, is not talking about condoning or tolerating sin. Instead, what that verse means is that a wise man will desire a sinner's repentance and be willing to forgive when that occurs. So even when it comes to one's enemies, the men of bloodshed hate the blameless, the upright are concerned for his life, chapter 29 and verse 10. The trait of mercy ought to become so ingrained in one's character that he will not only be merciful to his fellow man, but also even have regard for the life of his animal, in chapter 12 and verse 10. So the wise man, the one who understands the Lord hates those who shed innocent blood, the wise man is going to be merciful as God is merciful toward us. So then number four of the things which the Lord hates is a heart that devises wicked plans. This is an abomination to the Lord. So the wise man is going to keep his thoughts pure. A man's character is rooted in our heart. We are What we do is based upon what we think and what we intend to do from our heart. Chapter 27, verse 19 says, "As in water, face reflects face, so the heart of man reflects man. From the heart flow the springs of life," chapter 4, verse 23. Therefore, the wise man is going to guard his heart from wickedness. Solomon said in chapter 11, verse 23, "The desire of the righteous is only good, but the expectation of the wicked is wrath." The Lord hates those who devise wicked plans. So the wise man is going to keep his thoughts pure and righteous before the Lord. Then number five, feet that run rapidly to evil are an abomination to the Lord. So the wise man, in contrast, is going to seek to do good. Now, when it talks about his feet run rapidly to evil, there are two problems that are being talked about in that phrase. His direction, he is going toward evil, and also his carelessness, that he is running rapidly. Regarding the direction, he's going toward evil. Solomon said in chapter 21, verse 8, "The way of the guilty man is crooked, but as for the pure, his conduct is right." Elsewhere, he said in chapter 15, verse 21, "A man of understanding walks straight." And chapter 16, verse 17, "The highway of the upright is to depart from evil. He who watches his way preserves life." And so the wise man later said in chapter 28, verse 6, "Better is the poor man who walks in his integrity than he who is crooked, though he be rich." Why? Because the Lord hates those who run rapidly to evil. But besides just going in the wrong direction to evil, the wicked man is also careless. He's running rapidly in this direction. So unlike the wicked man, the wise man is going to be careful and consider how he walks. Chapter 14, verses 16 and 17, it says, "A wise man is cautious and turns away from evil, but a fool is arrogant and careless. A quick-tempered man acts foolishly." The one who is in control of his emotions is going to act with wisdom. The wise man is going to learn to control himself and to pursue what is good rather than running rapidly to evil. Then the sixth thing that is mentioned in this list that we're looking at, a false witness is an abomination to the Lord. So because of this, the wise man then is going to be just and fair. Earlier in this list, we talked about the abomination of a lying tongue. False witness is similar to that, but is a little bit different. They both involve dishonesty, a lying tongue and a false witness. But the false witness does not just utter a falsehood, but is offering false testimony against someone else. And by doing that, by offering false testimony, being a false witness against someone, they are denying that person justice. Solomon said in chapter 12 and verse 5, "The thoughts of the righteous are just, but the counsels of the wicked are deceitful." We need to heed the warning that is given in chapter 19 and verse 5. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who tells lies will not escape. We are going to be held accountable for our words and what we say and how we represent others. Since we're going to be held accountable, Wisdom demands that we be fair and just in our treatment of others, to not be a false witness, but instead we speak what is true and what is right and what is fair. Then the final, the seventh point of the things which the Lord hates is one who spreads strife. That one is an abomination to the Lord. And so knowing this, that the one who spreads strife is one that the Lord hates, the wise man is going to seek peace. There are a few warnings in the book of Proverbs that describe the destructiveness of strife among brethren, among people who are around us. Chapter 27, verses 3 and 4 says, "A stone is heavy and the sand weighty, but the provocation of a fool is heavier than both of them. Wrath is fierce and anger is a flood, but who can stand before jealousy?" In chapter 29 and verse 22, it says, "An angry man stirs up strife, and a hot-tempered man abounds in transgression." 29 and verse 8, "Scorners set a city aflame, but wise men turn away anger." The strife that is caused by an angry man is like crushing rock and a fire that burns down a city. But that last verse, in chapter 29 and verse 8, we read, "Scorners set a city aflame, but the wise men turn away anger." That verse describes the peacemaking efforts of the wise man. They turn away anger, though peace is not always possible. Paul would later write to the Romans, "So far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men," Romans 12 and verse 18. One who pursues divine wisdom will seek peace whenever it is possible. So as we look at these things, the seven things which the Lord hates, all of these things are about our character. And there are certain things that we are not to do, and by understanding that, then there are certain things that we are to do. We need to avoid these seven things that the Lord hates, and then not just be neutral, but instead do the opposite. Do what is being denied by those who pursue the things which the Lord hates. Instead of being haughty, we are to be humble. Instead of having a lying tongue, we are to be honest. Instead of having hands that shed innocent blood, we are to be merciful toward others. Instead of having a heart that devises wicked plans, we are to keep our thoughts pure. Instead of running rapidly to evil, we are to be careful to seek after what is good. And instead of being a false witness, we are to be fair and just with others and toward others. Instead of spreading strife, we will be seeking to make peace. So we think of the seven things that the Lord hates, then there are seven other things that we are to pursue. So if we're going to follow after wisdom and be pleasing to God, not be what the Lord hates, but instead be what God wants us to be, then we need to pursue those things that are wise, those things that are good, so that we can be pleasing to Him.
Thank you for listening to the Plain Bible Teaching Podcast. If you have any questions or comments, please visit plainbibleteaching.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for the Plain Bible Teaching weekly newsletter. This free newsletter contains articles, audio, sermon outlines, current events, and more. Also, if you found this episode to be helpful, please share it with others.
If you found this episode to be helpful, you may want to check out the book, My Son, Hear My Words, Notes on Proverbs. This is a topical commentary that I wrote on the book of Proverbs. And there's a link in the show notes along with a coupon code where you can go to get a special price on that if you want to check out that deal. Also, last week, I sent out a free PDF to Plain Bible Teaching subscribers that contained all of the articles from the recent series, The Way, What It Means to Be a Disciple of Jesus. And so if you're not on the mailing list, you can still get that free PDF by signing up at the website, www.plainbibleteaching.com/subscribe. And then you sign up, confirm your subscription, and you'll get that free PDF along with two others or three that are sent out to new subscribers, and that's one of them. Next week, we're going to be talking about the admonition, "Go to the ant, O sluggard." Until then, I hope you have a great week.